Here's Lorna this morning. Morning, Lorna.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think it's appalling that any young person should be asked to work for no salary at all. I have personal experience of this because my son, he has very mild learning disabilities, had a voluntary post locally, and 4 days, he got a wee bit fed up working for nothing, and he said, "Mum, you know what, I just feel a bit undervalued and what have you," and he came home and he said, "You know, I just don't back, Mum, and I said, "Right, well, we'll look at something else." 4 days, Stephen, after he left that voluntary post, they put in an advertisement for a paid post, a paid member of staff.
Right.
So what you are looking at is what happens in these voluntary posts is, I have found, and this isn't the first time it's happened, when he worked somewhere else, what I didn't know was that they continue to advertise for staff and they bring staff in, but they keep the voluntary worker as well. So it's a potential, the whole potential for abuse in this situation is unbelievable. In fact, I have a 9-year-old. Would they like to put him down the chimneys? Would we like to start doing that?
So your son, Lorna, had learning disabilities.
He had very mild learning disabilities. He wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't doing anything. So he thought, we'll have a job at some. We'll have a bash at some voluntary job.
How old is he?
He's 20.
So your 20-year-old goes in. And I know you're choosing not to name the company, but I know the company you're talking about because you wrote to me about it. Mm-hmm. And it's a major household name.
Mm-hmm.
And your son goes into that company.
He goes into that company and he works for 6 months. And 4 months after we decide...
He worked for six months for nothing.
He's been in voluntary post, Stephen, for about 2 years off and on. And he's never been able to have... He's never, ever... Nobody's ever said, let's get you a job here, mate.
What, but your son works for 6 months and because he has a disability, he isn't paid?
No, because it was through Triangle. It was one of the schemes that would get somebody out and just decide to... It really is all... It's all very condescending. It's all very wrong morally. And my son will never take a voluntary post again because we feel totally abused. I feel abused... He feels abused. The whole family feels abused when 4 days after he leaves a voluntary post, a paid post comes up.
At the exact same work?
At exactly the same work. A general assistant. No specifics, no nothing.
Well, that's why you should welcome the new scheme, because this new scheme doesn't enable it, does not allow for that. It restricts it to a period of no longer than 8 weeks.
Look, please,
surely that's a good idea there.
For respect. Please don't come on and dish out any more new schemes or new ideas, especially from people that are in paid jobs. I don't want to hear them. This is a potential for terrible abuse. Young teenage people going out to work, not getting paid. It's appalling.
I think you're absolutely wrong. There's lots of young teenage people who would be very happy to take such an opportunity to gain work experience. Please don't talk over me till I finish. There are other young people who would be very happy to gain work experience, and I don't think you're in a position to talk for all of them.
Well, I'm maybe not in a position to talk for all of them, and that's not what I want to do. All I have done is make a point about what has happened to my son. Now, that's a very valid point. Because, you know, that could happen to any person, and it will happen.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. If your son was treated in the way you say, that's appalling, and no sensible person disagree with you.
Hold on, David. Hold on. Lorna, what I think I'm going to do for you is, I think the Nolan Show should get in touch with that employer you're talking about. I think we should get in touch with them.
Stephen, I'm just so upset by the whole thing. I think it's appalling.